The Book of Matthew, Chapter 23, Hypocrisy Exposed, The Eight Woes, Grieving Over Jerusalem. Jesus' engagement with the Pharisees had become a confrontation and is now at a boiling point. This is not just a report on an incident between Jesus and the Pharisees and the Jewish religious establishment of that day, this is a grave warning, a demonstration and a lesson for all future generations who would assume the name of pastor, priest, teacher, leader, rabbi or father in order to rule over others while pretending to shepherd the sheep of God. Hypocrisy exposed. Matthew 23:1. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, verse 2, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have seated themselves in the chair of Moses." Verse 3, "Therefore, whatever they tell you, do and comply with it all, but do not do as they do, for they say things and do not do them." Verse 4, "And they tie up heavy burdens and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them with so much as their finger." Verse 5, "And they do all their deeds to be noticed by other people, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments." Verse 6, "And they love the place of honor at banquets, and the seats of honor in the synagogues." Verse 7, "And personal greetings in the marketplaces, and being called rabbi by the people." Verse 8, "But as for you, do not be called rabbi, for only one is your teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters." Verse 9, "And do not call anyone on earth your father, for only one is your father, he who is in heaven." Verse 10, "And do not be called leaders, for only one is your leader, that is, Christ." Verse 11, "But the greatest of you shall be your servant." Verse 12, "Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted." Commentary break. These religious leaders may feign being nice and polite, at the right moments. But dare you disagree with them or step outside the boundaries of their self-righteous, self-crafted rules and you will feel the grind of the heel of their religious boot on your neck. The Jewish people have complied with and endured this religious despotism for about 200 years, and Jesus is in the process of breaking their legalistic hold, and will soon dispatch them, their influence, their rule and their very presence from the scene in Jewish life. They will be dissolved by the year 73 AD. More importantly, we should note that Jesus is dismantling the obstacles erected by religious authoritarians which prevent people's direct access to God. Jesus is not just removing the religious middleman. He is defining and redefining the role, posture and character of pastors, preachers, priests, theologians and Bible teachers. They are to be servants of the one true and living God appointed to be servants in the likeness and type as Jesus. Protectors and shepherds of God's people, the Church. I am astounded, as I read this, to see and hear our modern and postmodern churches violate these very mandates proclaimed by Jesus. I pray you will share my dismay and outrage as I share the outrage of Jesus. Our churches divide the clergy from laity, and elevate the former from the latter. Our churches call pastor, elders, deacons and teachers, leaders, in direct disobedience to Jesus' words. Some churches call their pastors, Father, as an affront to Christ and the fathers. Others call themselves rabbi, despite the words of Jesus. It is not the use of certain words that is so egregious. It is the attitude of defiance and ignorance toward Jesus and his teaching that is offensive. This ignorant defiance has been and continues to be like a spreading virus, infecting the attitudes and behaviors of the body of Christ. And, if you or I fail to see and share the outrage of Jesus, then we likely share in the attitude of the Pharisees. Jesus makes it clear that to be first, one must put themselves last. Only God is worthy to hold the premier position. End commentary break. Eight woes. Verse 13. "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut the kingdom of heaven in front of people, for you do not enter it yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." Verse 15. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you travel around on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." Verse 16. "Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'Whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple is obligated.'" Verse 17. "You fools and blind men. Which is more important, the gold or the temple that sanctified the gold?" Verse 18. "And you say, 'Whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing, but whoever swears by the offering that is on it is obligated.'" Verse 19. "You blind men, which is more important, the offering or the altar that sanctifies the offering? Verse 20. Therefore, the one who swears by the altar, swears both by the altar and by everything on it. Verse 21. And the one who swears by the temple, swears both by the temple and by him who dwells in it. Verse 22. And the one who swears by, the heaven, swears both by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. Verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness, but these are the things you should have done without neglecting the others. Verse 24. You blind guides, who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Verse 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside they are full of robbery and self-indulgence. Verse 26. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the dish, so that the outside of it may also become clean. Verse 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Verse 28. So you too, outwardly appear righteous to people, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Commentary break. Should we substitute the name Pharisee and replace it with pastor, preacher, Bible teacher, elder, deacon, father, priest or rabbi, at times in the various churches? End commentary break. Verse 29. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, verse 30, and you say, if we had been living in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partners with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Verse 31. So you testify against yourselves, that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Verse 32. Fill up, then, the measure of the guilt of your fathers. Verse 33. You snakes, you offspring of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? Verse 34. Therefore, behold, I am sending you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will flog in your synagogues, and persecute from city to city. Verse 35. So that upon you will fall the guilt of all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Verse 36. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. Commentary break. There are many faithful and committed pastors, preachers, elders, theologians and Bible teachers who are faithful and true followers of Jesus. You will know them by their fruit. They will tell you that Jesus came into this world as a sacrifice for many. His sheep knew his voice and followed him. He did not accumulate wealth, influence, fame, possessions or gold. So, how about you, Christian? Pastor? Preacher? How about you? What are you accumulating? Are you and those in your church following you or are they following you because you are following Jesus? End commentary break. Grieving over Jerusalem. Verse 37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who have been sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Verse 38. Behold, your house is being left to you desolate. Verse 39. For I say to you, from now on you will not see me until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Commentary break. Matthew, while recording the words used by Jesus, O, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, spoken in the Hebrew form, desired to reproduce the actual sound of the Savior's loving lament. And, with these words of tender and divine sorrow, Jesus completes his earthly mission. End commentary break. It is appropriate that, as Jesus concludes his earthly ministry, in chapter 24 we will see and hear Jesus' disciples ask the question that has been on everyone's mind, even to this day, tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age? Coming up, Matthew chapter 24, Jesus gives a synopsis and an outline of the tribulation period, beginning with the ongoing birth pains phase of the tribulation, and leading up to the Great Tribulation, also known as the Great and Terrible Day of the Lord and the Wrath of the Lamb. We will read about the sign of the coming of the Son of Man, immediately preceded by cosmological and astronomical disturbances, and followed by the rapture of the elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Pray and prepare your heart, mind, soul and spirit for what is now upon us. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Next, the book of Matthew, part 1, chapter 24, verses 1 to 14, the signs of Christ's return. Previous, the book of Matthew, chapter 22, the marriage feast, the poll tax, Jesus and the Sadducees. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for coming episodes.